It's worth pointing out that on the statement of financial position, the items that will show up on there are not necessarily to be recorded at market value. A lot of times, GAAP requires that these items are recorded at cost. Also worth pointing out that the statement of financial position, it only recognizes items that can be expressed in monetary terms. So an example of that is an organization might bring on a CEO that they think is worth $1 million. Well, that organization can't necessarily turn the value of that CEO into $1 million and record it on the balance sheet or on the statement of financial position, just again, because it can't be expressed in monetary terms. And we'll get into the quality of assets on future slides. Any questions before we move on? Okay, so what you're looking at here on this slide, it's actually day one of Financial Accounting 101. And that is the basic accounting equation. And that just tells you that the assets of an organization are going to be equal to the liabilities that organization has plus the net assets of the organization. So what are these three different pieces of the accounting equation? Well, the assets, those are basically the resources that the organization owns, that they've either generated through previous revenues or that they'll use to further the operations of their organization in the future. And those resources are going to be equal to two things. One, the liabilities, and those are just those are claims that creditors have against the organization for expenses that have been incurred in previous periods. And then you're going to add to that the net assets, which are just the self-funded assets of the organization. So, Ruth, if you'll go ahead and move on to the next slide.
Sure. And Mark, liability sounds a little bit scary. Can you give an example of what a normal liability that would be recorded by a not-for-profit would be?
Yeah, sure. So I guess one that just jumps out at me is, let's say that an organization has incurred some legal expenses during the course of their fiscal year. If they have not had the opportunity to pay the law firm for those legal services that were rendered, then that would show up as a liability. And I can point it out on future slides, but it just recognizes something that the organization is going to owe someone for services that organization received during that period. Good question. Okay, I believe this is the next slide. Have we already moved forward? I think we're in good shape. Okay, so what we've done here is, just because the limitations of PowerPoint or us getting all these on one sheet, what we're going to do is over the course of the next couple slides, we're going to break down a statement of financial position into its different categories. Generally, as the reader of a set of financials, you're generally going to see all of these laid out on one page. But just for purposes of this presentation, we're breaking this out by category. So what you're looking at here is this organization's, this list out the assets. You can see up at the kind of at the top that the fiscal year end is June 30th. And this just shows you all of the assets that the organization owned, again, to reemphasize what I'd said on a previous slide, at a specific point in time. Now, I was not the auditor of this set of financial statements, so I don't have all of the details. But you can see here that this organization had cash approximating $27.7 million. Some receivables from different avenues, and just kind of list out all the assets of the organization at that specific point in time.
Mark, how do you decide what order the assets go in?
So the way that you order the assets on the statement of financial position, they're generally going to be ordered in order of liquidity. In other words, how quickly can these assets be converted to cash? So, as you look at this statement of financial position here, you have cash. Well, cash is cash, so it's the first item that's listed on the assets. And then you just kind of slowly work your way down in order of liquidity. The last item that we see there in the statement of financial position, that educational plan, I'm assuming that this is some sort of a private school. I see tuition and fees receivable as a line item there. But the least liquid item of assets that this organization has is its educational plant. So I'm assuming that's the building that these educational services are delivered in. So that is, it will take the longest to convert to cash. And it's, not going to be used to generate revenues. It's just used to run the operations of the organization. So yeah, they're ordered in order of liquidity. And I don't know if I have any further questions on this slide or anything else to point out on this slide, so we can go ahead and move on. Okay, so again, this would all be on one sheet if you were just reading a set of financials, but here we've kind of broken out the next category, which are the liabilities of the organization. So this would probably be, you know, roughly halfway down on the statement of financial position. And again, the liabilities, you know, this is just what does the organization owe to various creditors at a specific point in time. So you have, we had spoken to that example that Ruth had brought up a few minutes ago of what is an example of liability. So my answer to that was, well, an organization may have received some legal services during a period that they haven't had the opportunity to pay out to that law firm yet. So that would more than likely flow through on that accounts payable line item. You also see other various forms of liabilities throughout. This one has some accrued salaries. You'll often see a note payable. You know, going back to COVID, a lot of organizations had elected to bring their PPP loan on as debt, and it was flowing through in liabilities during their most recent set of financial statements. And I guess continuing on with what Ruth had said about, you know, how do you order assets? Well, how do you order liabilities?